complete nerd authority. Thank you for listening or watching Complete Nerd Authority, where we're the number one fan group of everything geek in Alabama. Make sure you follow us on all our social media channels. Don't forget to comment below, like, and subscribe for more original content.
Hey, see that geekers, what's going on? We actually have a brand new podcast for you today. We're going in a new direction called CNA Podcast Issue Number One. I like that title. CNA Podcast Issue Number One. Fantastic. But hey, I'm not going to go through where you can find it because you already know. You heard the intro. But let's go ahead and go into the details of who's with us today. So without further ado, introduce our production manager. Yes, we have a production manager, which is actually doing a great job keeping our schedule, keeping things we need to do. Mike Bowles, what's up, man?
What's going on?
How's your day been today?
Oh, yeah, it's been cool. I'm good.
That's good. You ready for a new podcast today? I know you are, because I am too. We haven't been doing this a little while.
Yep, let's get it.
Let's get it. And then without further ado, I mean, not least, my last, my main man, my VP, the man that hold it down when I'm not around, my live almanac. Again, he know everything from beginning to end when it comes to comic book, EJ Thomas. What's up, man?
What's good, man?
Chilling, man. Chilling. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. As always, shout out to all my haters. I know you wish you could beat me, but you can't.
It's been a long time for you to shout out to the haters. You ready for this new podcast today? Issue number one?
I think, man, so, huh? Let's get to it, man.
Jump into this extra topic right now. We're going to talk about Logan. Logan came out 2 weeks ago. Everybody's talking about some great things about it, but we have some things that we would like to discuss about this action movie. Our little tidbit reviews. Don't forget to go check out Holden Hartman's extra review on our YouTube channels. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that ringer bell. Talk about his review on Logan. I'm going to go with Mike because we just talked about he went to go see it at 9:35 in the morning on a Saturday morning. He came out mad. So, Mike, this is our segue called Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So, Mike, give us your good, give us your bad, and give us your ugly.
Okay, my good. The movie, the cinematography was excellent. It was better than good. The story was good. The action was better than good, okay? I loved every scene. The rating was right. All of these things were done good. Even the introduction to the new characters, the way they did it, was good. Okay, the bad. Really, this movie was not what I wanted to see when this first trailer came out in January. I was like, I don't know if I want to even see that movie, but that was just bad marketing. Besides that, the movie was great. The only bad thing was I didn't like the villain as much. I thought the one villain that you see in the trailers, I thought he'd be a lot tougher. I thought he'd be able to go toe-to-toe with Logan, but he was not. He was not ready. And that sort of leads into the ugly. The villains, I sort of like stronger villains, but they did do it good. The ugly is just like, this is a real gory movie. It's definitely rated R. Don't take your kids to it. They're not ready. Wait till they turn 18. So that'd be about it. Besides that, I really love that movie. And I would go see it again in a heartbeat.
So let's kick in into what you actually said about your good, the bad, the ugly. Because I'm not even going through mine. If you want to hear mine, because it makes it a little bit easier for me. I actually have an article that is actually published on CNAGeeks.com that is like where we actually do a little blog conversation, stuff like that. Mine is published on there. So I want you to check that out when you actually get a chance. So I want to pick in into Mike's good, bad, ugly, because a lot she says a lot of the same things I've said. With the good part, I agree with the 150%. The action was on point. The cinematography was on point. Bringing the characters, understanding where they come from, but bringing the characters in the battle scenes, those are great. Fantastic. The ugly part that the bad part that I agree with, which was considered my ugly part, was the bad guy. It was no, we don't hear what EJ had to say because we talked about this already. I feel like if it's going to be his last movie, they should have gave him the last top of line battle that it's kind of like Obi-Wan versus Darth Vader. You know, that battle was like monumental. It wasn't a huge battle, but I'll give you a better one. It was Obi-Wan versus Anakin Skywalker. That was a right. Really good battle. Like, you knew things was about to end and that was it, but then he battled himself. Spoiler alert, X-24. He battled X-24, which I have no clue where this came from. I don't understand why they did that. That kind of really annoys me, and I'm like, why? For what? Like, you want him to battle himself? Like, that's how you want to send Hugh Jackman off? Come on. Like, you got to give me more. Like, give me something that we have not seen out of Logan, and period, point blank. And then also, let's talk, you know, like, why not give us a storyline? I thought this movie was about Logan. I didn't know this movie was about Professor X. I didn't know this movie about the whole history happened. You have no clue from 2015 to 2099 to 2020 to 2029 what happened. You don't know. I don't know. Because you got to see a deleted scene cut that's showing you exactly what happened. I mean, come on, make. I mean, I know Fox is, and then the my ugly is Fox doing this unconvoluted stuff, doesn't do scene synchronization, really bothers me because you're not giving me a story. You're just giving me an action-packed movie. At least Deadpool gave me a story. He said there's a love story. If you watch Deadpool, it's a love story. That's just from beginning to end. You know it's love. So he's trying to do this to get back with his girlfriend that he loves to death, right? That weird stuff too. So don't take a kid to go see that movie. But EJ, tell me, what was your good, bad, and ugly?
Okay, first off,
before you get into it, what would you rate it, Mike, between 5 stars? How would you rate it?
It took me on a journey, so I'd give it a 4. Because
okay, go ahead,
maybe
EJ.
A 4.5.
Okay, go ahead, EJ.
I'd give it a 4 out of 5 also. Now, good, bad, ugly. The good is I think that X-23 was done perfect. I think having her at the age that she is and allowing her to grow up, I love that. So that gives room for character growth. I think she played that character perfect. Believe it or not, I actually enjoyed some of the bad that you were talking about. As far as the Professor X, you saying that because it has to be kind of a buddy road trip kind of thing, and because X-23 didn't speak English until the last about, 20 minutes, 25 minutes of the movie, he needed somebody to converse with because Caliban was captured. But anyway, not giving too many spoilers. I like that. Now, the analogy that you use with Star Wars to me doesn't fit because this is a dying Wolverine. When Anakin and Obi-Wan met when Obi-Wan was younger, they were both basically still in relative prime. So that's a prime fighter versus another prime fighter. It's an even matchup. This matchup was more of the Darth Vader analogy that you use versus Obi-Wan when he was older because this Wolverine himself was sick, obviously nearly a shell of itself. I don't agree with it being X-24. I think they should have went with maybe Omega Red or somebody from Wolverine's past that has kind of an extended life also. Sabretooth would have been perfect to maybe be the one who ended it just to close their circle between them. But I would have went with Omega Red. Now, okay, my bad, or let me go back to one thing again with my good. This is a self-contained movie. But even though it's a self-contained movie, they gave you things at the end that lead it to potential other things with bringing in the New Mutants, with maybe Omega Flight coming in, with a whole bunch of different ways that it's allowed them to go. I liked how they did that. But what you have to understand with this movie is 90% of it is a self-contained movie. It doesn't matter what's happened in previous X-Men films, whether they are there or not. This movie stands alone by itself. That's why they made a point of showing the comic books and how they kind of went meta with it, where this is a show inside of a comic book inside of a movie, if you get what I'm saying.
Right.
So I like how they did that. The bad was I hated the Reavers. I'm with him on there. Donald Pierce he's a regular human with the robot hand. Like, that doesn't do anything against Wolverine. So what?
Or bullets.
See what X-23 did?
Or bullets.
Yeah, you see what X-23 did to one of their toughest people. He's actually a main character. It's one of the reasons I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. I would, after I say he's a main character. 2 seconds, he's gone. It was just the sheer numbers that made them. Now, the ugly is there were a couple of things that was written that were obviously just plot with the seizures with Professor X, how he just happened to have one at the exact moment that he needed to have one to extend the movie another hour and a half was crap. That was lazy writing to me. I knew they set it up earlier, which had happened before, but it was just a little bit too lazy. And I don't agree with the whole Wolverine clone. It was like, dude, really? You send them off a better way. One, the last thing I want to say, there was a theory going out that it was prophesied in X-Men's origin, what would happen in this movie, where it says that Wolverine would die with his heart in his hand with a whole bunch of blood around him. And in the end, he realizes his love that he has for X-23, and he's holding her hand. That's his heart, his offspring. So that was kind of a cool Reddit theory. Got the guy who came up with it, and that was confirmed by Mango. So I'm done.
That's pretty good. I like that. That makes a lot more sense to the end of the movie, but still how he died, no. But I understand. I give the movie I gave the movie a 3 out of 5 because Fox is another reason why it took a star away. And the other half was some of the storyline I didn't like. But, you know, that's here and there. So that's our opinion. That's CNA, what we actually think. That's the top five people on the map. So time to move on. Let's talk about Ghost of the Shell, right? So this has been a really huge topic that a lot of us have a lot of us agree or disagree, and many times when we see a trailer, see this and that. So I'm going to give the floor to EJ because he has a really good point on why this movie is a good thing. And then we'll talk about a little bit of the bad in the process. Go ahead, EJ.
Try to condense this. First of all, you can't acknowledge this movie without acknowledging the overall whitewashing. And for those who don't know, is when a character who is of certain ethnicity is ended up played by a Caucasian character. Now, I don't have as big a problem with it as a lot of people do because in the superhero community of movies, we have a lot of people that are going other way. Johnny Storm is now black in the last Fantastic Four movie. Nick Fury, even though it's based off of the ultimate Nick Fury, but the regular Nick Fury is a Caucasian male. I can name many other people, Hemdall from Thor, not traditionally a black character. So there's things that go both ways. Understand that first. Now, what I've noticed is that the trailer for Ghost in the Shell has picked up a lot of the sights and sounds that a lot of regular people, or maybe people who don't look at comic book on a regular basis or manga or anime, it's picked up on the normal everyday person. And as we speak about in a lot of our panel, that is who you need to buy your movie. The soccer mom between the ages of 25 and 40, that is who is controlling the checkbook. That is who up the household. That is who is pushing and will research what this movie is. Can my child watch? Well, when I went to see Logan and some other movies over the last month or so, that's one of the most popular trailers that I've heard from women in that category. Ghost in the Shell. They see a strong woman. They don't necessarily know it is, you know, android robot kind of situation, but they see a strong woman who is beating up on males. It hits with the feminism. It hits with the strong woman thing, feminism, and all the sights and sounds, the color and technology, Japan kind of anime really excites the sense. So I think they've done a really good job with marketing it. Character, what's her name that's playing it?
Scarlett Johansson
is a kind of do everything, kind of play different roles kind of person right now, and she has a lot of recognition. So I know why they went with her at the end of the day. So
this is her Black Widow movie?
Yeah, this is this is her Black Widow movie. That should be coming out now would be the perfect time for it, by the way, before.
I don't even do it well.
There you go.
Alright, so from what we have seen, what is the ugly that you've seen from the movie?
Source material
the
following the source.
From the trailer.
Source material. From the trailer, the source material does not seem to be followed all of the way, and I know they have to take artistic license.
Okay.
So I understand why doing what they're doing. As a purist, that will always be something that hits home to me, them not following the source material, which was some of my issues with Logan, but, you know, to kind of backtrack a little bit, but I think Logan did a great job of covering it up and going with what they had, whereas they have access to everything, but it doesn't look like they're going to be following much.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. So, hey guys, by the way, we should have a special late person right now. Always late for everything, but he's not. He's still late. Anyway, okay, so he's going to be late. So, I'm going to be honest with you, okay, with Ghost in the Shell. Let me talk about my good, bad, and ugly, because I haven't wrote anything about this. The good part is, I like the graphics. I like the content that they've pulled from the original movie. I like that. But it's been, man, I saw that movie when how old was I? Like 12? And I'm 32 right now. So it's been almost 20 years since I've seen the original movie before the series came out, because obviously it came out with the series. So I'm really like, I wouldn't say lost, but like it's been a while. I remember something about the movie. I have to actually go back and watch the whole thing again. So before the movie comes out, I got to go back and watch the anime, just the anime movie, the original movie, because I think that's where they're taking a lot of this content from the original movie. Because I remember seeing that.
About in the shell.
There he is, late like always, aka The Flash, Ulysses Lacy. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Oh, you talking about this whitewash?
Give me a minute. I'll give you a chance, okay? Hold on a second. So, okay. I know. So that's my bad about it is I can't really remember everything. And my ugly part about it is, again, goes back to the whole whitewashing. I got what you're saying, EJ, for the mom and dad, for the mom, soccer moms who don't watch anime, who are not really anime lovers. This is probably going to be one of the best. I'm not going to say best, but I'm going to say one of the, I don't even know what word to use, one of the well-renowned movies because of Scarlett Johansson, who they have leading the movie. So, I'm with you on that. I got you. But that's still kind of like sticks in my ugly part. So, what, Mr. I'm always late. What you got? about what's your good and bad and ugly when it comes to Ghost of Shell.
And I just wanted to be sure that when I dissed this movie, I did it correctly. Ghost in the Shell, I watched the anime. I've looked up the, I've watched it. Can get the vibe of everybody saying, it's not for the comic viewer, it's for the everyday person to come in and enjoy the show, and it should be taken as something new. But that's no excuse just to throw out everything that it's based on. Now, you can keep, I can understand changing a few things, keeping a few things the same, but at least stick to some of the original content. The Major was a character who was not only, and it was interesting. The thing is, the Major is a, for, can I spoil the original? The Major's a dude who's in a Japanese cyborg's body.
Yeah,
people
you
don't understand.
That.
People,
I mean,
you
anime,
don't have
right?
to look at the anime. Yeah, you don't, it's an anime, it's a manga. It was a very brilliant show. It was in depth, and it was people using cybernetics or being more than body part augmentation human beings. It was people in the slippery slope of everybody's becoming a robot. And at what point do we stop being ourselves, or at what point are we too attached to the internet? Everything was right there for them. A lot of the problems in the show involved people so hyped into technology. It was more, I would say, government and state problems. They would fight crime, but it would be more of a terrorism type thing. They were like a task force. It was a good show. It was a really good show. And then I'm looking at the movie now and I'm like, they really like to just throw some of the original things to the wind. I'm kind of blunt confused. Granted, it looks great. It looks like it's going to be a really spectacular film. And then there's the other side of me that loves the original. It looks great. She's a great actor. She always, the lady playing the Major in this, I always mess her name up, so I want to ruin it now. I've never seen her play a role, and she's used to playing roles like this where she's a sci-fi type character, and she always does well. So I give it that. I was hoping that Bato and the rest of the team would kind of look like the original, but I guess I was hoping for too much to see like the whole original team, or like closer to the concept of what the show was. I could even stand if you made a few changes, as long as you kept most of the original class, you know, the way the original cast looked and worked. I don't expect an entire team of Japanese people, because, or Japanese, Asian, I don't want to offend. That show was a broad area of that entire region, so it could have been any culture. Well, any Asian culture, it had a lot of choices, and for them just to, you know, kind of disregard that, bothers me.
That's a fair point. I can understand where you come from with that, with the character and where it comes from and stuff. So what about you, Mike? What's your good and bad of Ghost in the Shell from what you've seen so far?
Well, I'm watching the trailer right now. What I'm seeing is that it takes a lot from the anime as far as the action goes, and that's what I love about it. The whitewashing I can do without anytime. I don't care what kind it is. I can always do without the whitewash. The action's going to be on point in this movie because they got a great action stunt coordinator to do it. It looks very futuristic, sort of like Blade Runner-ish, which was the style of the anime. But we'll see about the story, because the story is, it seems like they took the gist of the story, and we'll see how they intertwine it correctly, if they do it correctly. At first, I was definitely dead set against not seeing this, but I might check it out. You know, depending on what the reviews are and such, I might check it out.
Man, I'm looking at day one. I'm catching it day one now.
I'm really surprised
EJ actually wanted to watch this.
So let me ask you a question real quick, you know, 4 minutes on this topic. Do you feel like this is going to be like in your back of your mind, a little bit scared, a little bit frightened? It's going to be like The Last Airbender?
Hell
no. No. I can tell by the trailer, it's not The Last Airbender.
They're
not messing it up that bad. Oh, God.
I mean, like, with the original topic and go so far from it that it's that bad, I don't know. As far as, like, I feel like it's going to be a good movie, but it's going to stick to nothing that probably comic book, not comic book, but manga fans and people who watch the anime would know. Like, you're going to be like, yeah, this is not what I was hoping for, but at least it's not horrible.
Was not Logan just like that? Not Logan the exact
I don't know. I don't want to have this discussion with you.
Oh, my bad. Oops.
It could be just like Watchmen, just like, at the end, you're like, ugh.
So let me ask you something. What about Dragon Ball Z Evolution?
Oh,
you saw the trailer.
Wait, time out. We are not going to discuss that movie. Next. I'm not even bringing that up. Okay, the time of day.
Let's talk about watching the trailer. Were you not excited when you saw the trailer?
No. There are fans. There are 5-minute fan flicks better than that entire movie. But if you don't move on, bro, for real, no, that's one of the worst.
Don't bring that movie up. Don't bring that movie up to real Dragon Ball Z fans. That was a slap in the face. I knew it was going to be trash when I saw White Guy.
But I didn't even waste my time watching that.
I went to the movie to see that jump.
You went to the movie? I'm sorry, bro. You need your refund, bro. You were mad when you left that movie, weren't you?
Man, can we please move on, bro? Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to know what's worse? They made a video game.
Let's talk about Iron Fist. We talk about whitewashing, okay? So this bit of
That's not whitewashing.
I know. My bad. I'm sorry. It's not whitewashing, but it's been a huge issue, concern when it's Iron Fist. If you guys read anybody from Mashable, Article, Variety, they got a chance to preview actually like the 6 episodes of the show, and they said it was horrible. No storyline, no nothing. It was pretty boring and pretty slow. This is my point of view, okay? Because actually, no. You know what? I'm going to give it to The Flash. Tell us what you think, you're good and bad and you're ugly, and why people should watch it anyway. Don't forget about the critic. Why they should watch anyway and get their own opinion about it. The good,
okay,
the bad,
Iron Fist itself. No Netflix show has started off, well, I would say I have my own bias for Luke Cage, but let these superhero shows develop. Give them time. They're not just going to come out to be amazing. They're not just going to be, oh, the show started, the characters are developed, we know the plot, we know what's going on. No, it's establishing a story. Let's get a set pace before we destroy an entire show. So I'm not going to say that just because I saw the first, it allows me to set up my own opinion on it. People are talking about, oh, it's whitewashed. You didn't talk the same amount when Doctor Strange came out and it was that bad. Truthfully, I don't have that same opinion or feeling. So I'm going to give this show the benefit of the doubt until I see it. Because remember, I didn't have the strongest opinion for Jessica Jones until that show absolutely surprised. Because that was a B character given a show and actually standing out and being a interesting show. It didn't have to be all punches and kicks. Granted, Iron Fist will probably give us that. But so far, I can't wait to see what it does. I'll form my own opinion after I get to see a few episodes in. Matter of fact, as soon as the show comes out, the night after, I'll give you my own personal opinion. As soon as I start watching episode by episode.
All right. Well, I hear you, Ulysses. He's on it, boy. He's on it. Okay, so, Mike, good, the bad, and the ugly about what people have been talking about when it comes to Iron Fist.
It's all about expectations. Some people think every show is going to be like Daredevil that comes out of Marvel, and that's just because they have some characters that know how to punch and kick, and that's not necessarily what she's going to start off as. It could be like that, but just like Daredevil took time to build up, I think this show's probably going to take to build up. So I'm just going to watch it. The action is going to be on point. But as far as the action can be on point and the storyline can be on point, I'm not even doubting Marvel right now, because Marvel is doing some great stuff, especially on their Netflix. I'm not doubting Marvel until they prove me wrong. Even Jessica Jones wasn't what I thought it would be, but it was still good. So Iron Fist might not be what I think it's going to be, or it might be what I think it's going to be. We'll see when it come out, because I'll be watching March 17th.
At 3 a.m. in the morning, right, Mike?
I don't know if I can pull that off, man, but we'll see. I did that with Luke Cage and had to watch again because I fell asleep on some parts. You know, just your mind is willing, but your body ain't always able, you know?
Hey, you right about that one. What about TV, Jay?
I'm not the only one who found that funny for just like multiple reasons.
Only you. EJ probably got it too. So what do you think about the good, the bad, the ugly, what people are talking about, EJ?
By the way, I got that too. So look, first off, character guy on the comic is white. So it's not whitewashing in this case. See, that's the issue with us critics and stuff in general. We take a term and we run with it. And half the time, we don't even really
define
what the term is, or you know, we're not paying attention. And so you just group everything into something. And no, it's not. The original character was that. Daniel Rand is a white guy. Get over it, people. Okay, now, the issue that I have is two issues with this. Daniel Rand's personality in most form, he doesn't have the greatest personality. He is not a
engaging character until much later on in his tenure as Iron Fist. He's a rich guy who is put in a situation. He's more mellow, chill, relaxed. His comic book has always relied on Misty Knight, Colleen Wing, Luke Cage to be the bigger character, the outgoing persona. If you're looking for him to give you that star quality and pull it as him, he can only go so far. He has to play who the character is. So I think that's part of it, because I'm hearing all the critics say good things about Colleen Wing. Oh my God, she's so great. She's this and that. But him playing Iron Fist is lackluster. Character is lackluster. I think this is the case of them actually following the source material maybe a little too close, and him not having the biggest personality.
I'm taking this main villain.
Iron Fist's main villain is like a Scorpion. He fights different people from Shao Lao. What?
The Hand?
Mm-hmm. He does fight some Hand people or whatever, but he has people from his monastery, people who were training to be monks at the same time as him, people who didn't get to fight the dragon or, you know, for different reasons or whatnot, people who were trying to become the next Iron Fist, because that's a title that's handed down to different people at different times.
Right.
It's not just his thing. It's like Sorcerer Supreme. Alright, so that's my two issues, kind of like the bad thing. The CGI is huge. I didn't like what I saw when he powered up his hand, but I hope they do a little better than what I saw in the original trailer, because that right there looks like somebody stuck a flashlight under his elbow. He's got like a little yellow flashlight fist. That's what it looks like. That's how I can really describe it. I've heard good things about Colleen Wade. We know the fight is going to be on point. Marvel, Netflix series, every series fighting is A1. We know they can't have doggone karate mask not have an A1 fight when you got Daredevil, you know what I'm saying, going ham all day. That's cool with that. So, right now, I'm like 60-40 leaning towards it, but I'm going to be there, you know, 3 in the morning on the 17th watching the first probably 2-3 episodes, go from there.
Oh, so we not going to do the binge watch thing, EJ?
Nah, man, because remember, you know, like Mike said, man, we started getting like episode 4 and 5.
I promise you, I feel like I got a bias for this show. I really want it to be good because it inspires that old school. Did anybody else used to love Kung Fu movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Me and Glenn talk about that all the time.
Day, bro. To the Badlands.
So this is going to be what that movie kind of is to me. It's like, hey, remember, Marvel introduced this character. Granted, he was white, but Marvel introduced this character back in the time with powerful movies, things like that, of a great nature. And remember, just like Jay said, he was always good when he was combined with somebody else, especially Luke Cage. Like, that series itself was one of the best ones. If or not, it was good. They were together. They were a great unit. Danny Rand is a calm. I was going to call him a yogurt character, but always been a great fighter. And depending when he's paired with someone else, stands out as being a calm, violent combat. He's always usually the voice of reason and always just somebody who people came to for like advice. He was the man. Him doing a solo show, give it some time before we give it a base.
So also, let me, okay, go ahead.
I can't wait to see him partner up with Luke Cage. So, you know, everybody's waiting on that. And I know I want to see the fight be something just great. I do hope they fix that glow hand. And hopefully throughout the show, just like with Daredevil, maybe he's going to get a little bit more muscular. Maybe through fight that we see outside of the Kunlun background, is he going to slowly start to develop all the way around? Because remember, I think we're going to see him after all the training, so we're going to get a lot of the Daredevil back montage scenes of his past. I really can't wait to see that. And then you do get a lot of the, just like I would say, I'm about to say the Cloudy and Kung Lu, you get to see a lot of the backdrop in between them. Once again, he's a foreigner, one of the first foreigners, I think one of the first or only foreigners to have the title of Iron Fist. So let's wait and see, because I guarantee you it'll be interesting.
You know, I agree with all you guys and what you're saying about the show. Again, hey guys, the viewers who listen to this podcast right now, my good, the bad, the ugly is, bottom line, watch the show for yourself. I'm not going to give no good or bad or ugly on what the critics are saying. Watch it for yourself. Again, I mean, a Daredevil started off slow, but nobody talks about that. That was an unexpected success.
Damn.
That people were like, hey, it was good. It was great, but it was a little slow in the beginning. I feel like the Iron Fist is going to be the same way, because this is like an origin story. I mean, they're giving us origin stories on TV, but they're taking away from the movie. So what do you want right now? Like, you're trying to make something more point of what it is.
People.
Okay, and another thing, why do people want to bring up whitewash at inappropriate times? And something that's really something that's killing me. I think I figured out a video you guys asked, and I've been told I got to throw out another rant. So my next rant is going to be on the color switch and people's wrong against on certain things, but then our side for other characters because we like it. And
I'm going to be on that with you because, yeah, I got some strong opinions on that too, brother.
We got a collabo here. Matter of fact,
we can just do that for the roast.
I was actually going to throw the roast up in the air. I was going to throw a toss up, but I was going to give you a chance to pick it out, EJ. I was on floor to pick the roasting session. So, hey, so you roasting session, do you guys have anything else you want to add about Iron Fist?
I do. One last thing. Luke Cage will not be in any episodes for this first season. You got one episode with Misty Knight, and you got a couple with my girl Rosario Dawson, which would be should be in about 6 episodes. So there is always a connection that they put a character from a different series in an ongoing series. So that's going to be it. But no Luke. No Luke, no coffee in the first season. Now, the second season, you never know. You know, the Defenders will probably be out by then. But
because they're going to meet the first time they do the Defenders.
Right. So you're going to be in the Defenders. But I'm talking about just for Iron Fist. That's your
spoiler alert. You forgot he's in jail. Listen, you forgot he's in jail right now, right?
No, it depends on the time span. Who knows what's going on? We don't
know he's locked up right now. I remember the ending, but I'm like, how effective are you going to be at keeping Luke Cage in the cell?
Really. You can't shoot him. That don't quite work.
Like, are they going to put him in a special shield prison, or are we going to see something like the Raft or the Lift? I mean, not the Raft, but are we going to see a prison like the Raft? Because you can't hold Luke Cage with a regular person.
Man, whatever, man. Put the Punisher sitting there to say with a couple of Judas bullets, and that's all it takes for him.
All right. Those are alien bullets. You need the Punisher plus a whole Judas gun to have that conversation with me.
That's fine.
What about the Punisher without it? How's that conversation going to go?
That's not what I said, sir.
Because
they gave the police officers. They gave for the police officers those guns, those bullets.
They sure did. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
All right, but we're talking about a jail cell. I don't know how good of the Punisher you think it is, but I don't know how he's going to hide a whole gun plus around the Judas bullet.
He ain't going to hide it. He's going to have his gun in his lap, and he's going to be sitting down watching.
Because people really trust the Punisher right now. Because people really trust Ren Castle, right?
Man, it don't matter if it was Ulysses sitting there with the Judas gun. He'll sit down and when he realize what that is.
Okay. This is our time. We're going to cut out this whole Iron Fist thing. Check it out for yourself. I don't mean to cut people off, but we got to move it on. But this is our section that we actually love, that we've been doing for a while on the test, and we actually love it, so we're going to bring it to you live right now. It's called our roasting session. This is where we talk about something that really bothers us, that we feel like is the most retarded thing ever, and it's really not the same retarded thing, but it's actually the most horrible thing ever that we don't like, we don't want to see, and I'm going to put the floor at EJ's, because I know we picked the topic, but I'm going to give it to EJ and allow him to pick whatever we want to roast about.
All right, I want to talk about Power Rangers. Look here. Let me tell you something. All right. Y'all dumb as hell if y'all want to see this movie, man. Okay, this is just a money cash grab. All right. I'm tired of this. Power Rangers has not been relevant since what? I don't know how many years. 15 years ago. Okay.
95.
Have you 95. Saw these ugly Zords? Have you saw these ugly Zords? It looks like Guyver.
Look like it was slapped in their face by their mama.
I'm not even going to say that. It looks like a child's version of a Megazord when they draw a Megazord. Like it looks like a child. And let's give him some problems. Let's say he got shaky hands or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so ugly. Then you got, what I'm hearing now is Zordon is supposed to originally been the Red Ranger. How the hell that makes sense?
How that work?
And Rita is Green Ranger. Rita said in the beginning of the movie, it's supposed to show that she vaporizes him and he somehow becomes part of the Boyfriend Grid because he was the original Red Ranger.
That's Brian Cranston? Little toy thing over there at McWayne, so you put your face in it and you come out and you see your face. It don't even look like it's supposed to be a superior being.
So Heisenberg is basically going to be Zordon. That doesn't make a lot of sense because Zordon was supposed to be different worldly figures. So does that mean that the Power Rangers have been around forever and now that they're just now around?
Any other questions? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this now.
Is Owl an alien?
Like, are you serious? And then you've got the trailer where it looks like Rita is like some child molester, like she on homosexual shit because she's on the girl's bed laying with her, got her hand around her throat like she's choking in, and I'm not talking about
you. Everybody's tripping. Wait, why is nobody mad at that? But Apocalypse chokes one girl, and it's a scene.
Right. But Rita can put her throat around another girl, but that's cool. So girl on girl crime, hey, that's fine.
Like, that's still rape. Right. I don't, it was
that's
still rape.
Right.
This movie is a buttload of crap, and people are just running behind it because it looks, okay, we already know the suits look like Iron Man and Guy. Like, it's not a single original freaking idea in this entire movie.
No.
Like, are you serious?
No.
Rita Repulsa looks like Poison Ivy or Pat, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. How do we get a green color scheme? Oh, she in the show she had the Green Ranger power cord, so that's why. Hey, y'all.
She should be the Wicked Witch of the East on Emerald City.
Awesome.
That's true.
I'm like that.
But, I guess they'll explain it in the movie.
What happened to the rest of the original Power Rangers?
What?
They gonna feel that.
This has so many. I'm now more interested to see how they change the dichotomy of the show that I grew up with.
You mean the whole lore? Like changing the whole freaking lore that it was based off of?
Oh,
like,
what happened to Ninja?
What happened to Ninja being the guy who made the Morphin Grid?
Hey, I say one thing about Power Rangers. They had a long run on television.
They do have a long run.
How many Samurai Ninja can you be? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, or Dino. Vehicle.
They got like four different drive cars one season. Then we go back to Dinosaurs the next season. Then we go to Samurai. Then we go to Ninja. And then we repeat everything. Yeah, every now and then they'll throw like a time or a space.
Oh, no, we had
space ones.
We had
Wax Repeat.
Reset. Rebrand, let's go again.
They still make your billions of millions of dollars off this crap, man. I'm sorry.
That's true, but
I'm not watching
this. Movie run will be as good.
I'm not watching
this. I know this might sound strange, but I'm kind of more interested in seeing, like, how did they. I heard Netflix was supposed to be getting a gritty Power Rangers. Is that a lie? Was that just speculation?
I want this guy, a liar, a die, whatever his name is, who did the short where Rita ends up, like, killing all the Power Rangers systematically.
Okay.
That was a good one. Black Ranger was on the track and everything like that. He was like fighting for the government or the machine. The machines had took over. The machine empire had took over and everything. That was cool. That was pretty. That, man, that, I would watch that. We do that all day. But
this, no, I heard that was. What was
yeah,
that
I heard rumors about that too. Like, they just try to pick that up or something like that. Like, I hope they do. But I don't think the band is because he didn't like that short. He said the Power Rangers is not supposed to be that dark.
Okay, but you can't, everything has to change after a while. I mean, stick to some of the original, but don't be so gun in on we got to keep the kid friendly because you obviously aren't with the new design.
What about the whole premise of Power Rangers in the first place? We're giving teenagers who will have, who make horrible decisions, amplify their natural physical ability, give them powers to shoot lasers, give them doors that are taller than Bill. They don't even want to watch it as my teenagers drive a car.
Yeah, right.
Let alone
get behind
them. They can drive a car.
So, Mike, what you
got
random
EJ, there's another thing. This not just kids. They're kids fighting a war against intergalactic aliens. This is basically
exactly
a fight. And I want to see, like, the U.S. government's involvement. If you're going to switch it up and make it cool. And I liked how the Power Rangers adult version popped out. Because it didn't. It stuck to the original script, but it made it seem more realistic. Like, people change. Life is hard. They were kids. It was cool. It threw stakes.
Like, they had, like, one Power Ranger to die over, like, 25 seasons.
He didn't really die.
Like, and then she ended up coming back.
Who died?
I don't know. I read stuff online before, and one died, like, season 10 or something like that. Don't quote me on it, anybody, because I don't know. Point is, somebody died.
You gotta be careful. EJ, be careful. People are so into Power Rangers. If they dress up like this, I mean, like, this is some people's lives.
They are some people that actually dress up as Power Rangers and they get their rocks off on Power Rangers. They'll tell their wife to dress up like Zordon. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? He already knows.
I think we should end the podcast about right now. Just okay. Like,
all
right,
listen. Listen, before we end the podcast, we actually want to do some things that, because we ran up our time. We did really well. One thing I want to talk about, we're going to start doing a lot of different things when it comes to trailer talk. We'll do some things when it comes to episode conversation. Big shout out to Ethan for doing, and that's EJ's little brother, for doing Dragon Ball Z consistently every week. Putting on Facebook Live. Dragon Ball Super, thank you. Big shout out to him for doing that. Super proud of him. Keep it up, Ethan.
What's up, little bro?
Yeah, we're going to talk about, okay, so Ulysses and EJ are really our big comic guys. Ulysses has a comic that he thinks everybody should be reading right now. And actually, so tell people a little bit about the comic book Spectacular Spider-Man, or the Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man, whichever the title is.
I want you to go read Old Man Logan. Go read the Old Man Logan series. Go read it. It is worth your time. It is great so far. The story and the plot are directing. It's also going over things that happened in Battle World and his life before, like everything that happened in that universe. Read it. And it's also talking about concepts of the future. So it's kind of watching the story, and you're getting spoilers about what's going to happen later on, or things that might not even happen, because he's a man displaced out of time and he's still involved with that universe. I love the way Old Man Logan as a comic is going. But I also like Spider-Man right now, because you get the dichotomy of what happened to him after Dr. Octavius took over his body. It's now a more
superior Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. It's a serious.
After Superior Spider-Man.
Okay, I'll say the name. After Superior Spider-Man and Dr. Octavius took over his life, he now owns a company. He now has more responsibility. It's not just Peter Parker being a hero on the weekends or working under the Daily Bugle. He has to run an entire business. He's now more of a Tony Stark-ish person, but with more, I don't know, he can't just push off responsibility all the time. He stands accountable. He's been through things. He's done things. He owns the Bugle, the newspaper that used to talk about him in the worst way. You get to see him handle things that were going on in Civil War. He's less involved with other Marvel characters. I've seen certain asides, like when he works with Deadpool, his time with Miles Morales, and some of the other things I see him do with the Avengers. It's very cool. It's also a different kind of, it's not just Spider-Man and, you know, some pajamas. He has armor, tech, he's advanced. He's somebody you don't really want to play with anymore. And he's not a guy who plays as many games or gets involved so far as jokes. But I'll give it off to EJ. That's how I feel about it. It's not my favorite, but it's definitely worth looking at. It's interesting how Peter Parker evolves, and you actually get to see him in a different way than what we're used to.
I say ditto to everything that Ulysses said about Spectacular Spider-Man. I would actually refer people to go back to Superior Spider-Man and go back and see how everything happened and how it got point.
Can I ask a question?
Ask a question that I was just about to answer and say, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm listening. I was just asking you,
Go ahead.
Is the one that started the company for, like, didn't he was to ignite the idea of having his own company?
Yes, yes. Man. That's exactly what Octavius, I was going to say. No. Those were the words that were just about to come out of my mouth, like, as you saw me.
President and Vice President. Now,
that's why Octavius, I referenced Superior Spider-Man and saying that, so I can make that point. Thank you, Glenn.
Also, if you're gonna read Superior Spider-Man, read Spider-Verse. I know people don't take it as much, but it was interesting. Spider-Verse, you got to see Superior Spider-Man, you got to see Miles Morales, you got to see Peter Parker, you got to see them battle a big bad with consequences. You got to see some of the original Spider characters. You actually
so we just gave them 3 months of reading, basically.
Yeah, you really did.
Like,
I'm gonna stop you. I'm gonna stop you right there. Right. Okay, I'm gonna stop you because that's the segue we're gonna do. Because these boys go at it all day, every day. If you want to talk about Spider-Man or talk about comics, that's why I want to get that. That's why we're gonna have a show where we talk about. They're gonna talk about 2 comic books they like, or 3, or whatever series. However they want to do it, that's on them. But I want you guys to have a chance to listen to our comic guys who tell us what we need to read, what we need to, where the core information come from. You guys rock.
Just want to put that out there. Amazing Spider-Man. I know we just said Spider-Man is a title, but I do like how they're doing the thing with Miles Morales. I know I keep saying the character because I really like the character, not just because of who he is, but how he is. It's more to a different situation, younger Spider-Man, and it's cool to me. You get to see him along with the team.
All he uses is a bio blast to get out of every situation that he has.
Oh my God. The longest end of a spider.
To be continued. Can we do that?
Sure.
I'm not going to cut you off. Go ahead. End it,
Captain. I got it too. Okay, so without further ado, I appreciate you guys getting a chance to listen to our podcast today. Don't forget to actually follow us on everything we got going on. Mike, you got anything you want to leave the people how they find you? Oh, by the way, thank you, Captain Production, who actually did our videos from Pensacon. We appreciate that. Good shout out. But Mike, you got any? How can people find you, Mike?
They can just find me on Facebook. Mike Moore's crazy.
Well, okay, what about you, Ulysses? How can people find you? Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Mike, did you tell them everywhere they can find you?
That's everywhere you can find me. That's everywhere you need to find me, or Chatman Productions, also on Facebook, so you can find me either way.
You can find me on Christian Mingle. You can find me on Facebook, the group. You can find me on Farmers Only. I'm probably like 1 to 12 black people. I don't know. That's pretty much it. Snapchat and Facebook.
What's your video game handle, Ulysses?
Oh, I'm also on Xbox Live as Mr. U-L-A-C-Y, Xbox Live. I'll also be posting about a few games in here, too. So if you're on Xbox Live and you're a real big gamer, holla at that. U-L-A-C-Y on Xbox Live.
All right, Mr. Live Almanac.
Yeah, holla at me on Twitter at Live Almanac, or you can find me on Facebook, EJ Thomas, or you can find me in the BBD Club. Holla at me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did he just say that and you let that one slide?
Don't worry about it. What's your gaming handle so you can find your game?
It stands for Big Bearded Dudes. What are you talking about?
It does. What's your gaming handle so you can find
club
you?
For big? That sounds like I wouldn't join that club if I was you, EJ. Seems like your kind of people.
So what's your
saying? I can't find you, EJ, on video games.
Man, my handle's not working right now. I got to update my subscription. I'll talk to y'all about it later.
All right. You can find me anywhere, Glenn Malone Numero 2. I'm going to try to put a segue in there called CNA TV Guy. But we talk about TV shows because I know me, Ulysses, EJ, Mike. We watch a lot of the shows other than comic related or sci-fi related shows. So we want to try to actually keep you guys up and up a lot of different shows where they should be watching. So without further ado, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening and watching. Don't forget to subscribe. You guys have a good.
Thank you for listening or watching Complete Nerd Authority, where we're the number one family group of everything geek in Alabama. Make sure you follow us on all our social media channels. Don't forget to comment below, like, and subscribe for more original content. Complete Nerd Authority.